From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You can check me out on Instagram at The Real Shauna May.
And check me out on Instagram on Bella_Lala125.
What a week we have had. The universe, I don't know what's going on, but we had a earthquake on Monday, was it?
No, Monday was the eclipse, so...
Oh, no, Friday. Friday we had an earthquake.
Yeah.
And Monday was the eclipse. We all thought it was going to be the end of the world. but we are still here. Friday, I was not afraid. Like I said, I thought you were freaking out.
Oh, my God. Shauna, I mean, this is just the relationship with me and Shauna, like, who the kind of people we are. I'm in her kitchen. I'm with the baby. I came over to, like, you know, talk about things, and we're hanging out. And all of a sudden, everything starts shaking. But it's almost, at first, my first thought was, like, there's a big truck going by her house. She lives next to, like, a quarry, and there's a lot of trucks sometimes, you know. But that was, like, for, like, maybe one second. And then I knew it was an earthquake. And I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? It's an earthquake. It's an earthquake. And Shauna's like, huh? Just being her blonde self, like, no. What do you mean? And I'm like, it's an earthquake. And I grab the baby, and I'm, like, going to run towards the door. And she's like, no, it's just my mom moving furniture upstairs. And I was like, what? How do you think this is your mom moving furniture? First of all, your mom, you know, I don't think she's moving furniture. And
well, she has this thing on wheels.
Oh.
So I thought that's what it sounded like to me, was she was rolling something across the floor.
Well, I mean, apparently you're not the only one, because I've talked to other people and they're like, oh, I thought someone upstairs was moving furniture. So, I mean, I guess so. But everything was shaking, and it wasn't horrible. I've seen videos of really bad earthquakes where things are falling off the shelves and windows are breaking. It wasn't like that, but it was definitely, you could feel the floor vibrating, things on the table were vibrating. You could just feel it, you know, and hear it.
Yeah. So later on that night, after you had left, I think you were home at that point. This time, I was in my mom's dining room, and I was walking, and I heard like a big boom. And then her china closet started shaking. And I'm like, I know I'm not that heavy. That the thing is going to shake. And the teacups were shaking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it happened again. So I looked on Facebook to see, and everyone was like, did you hear that rumble? So it definitely was like an after effect.
Mm-hmm. Aftershock, or tremors, they call them.
Yeah. And the news said it was a 4.7.
Yeah. So the initial one was 4.8, right?
Yes, yeah, sorry, 4.8, yeah. And then the aftershock was a 4.0.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we live in New York, guys, so that's not common here as other places. There is a fault line that runs in part of New York, and this happened in New Jersey, and we felt it all the way here in New York, so.
Yeah, my cousin lives about 4 hours upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
She felt it, too.
Yeah, Boston, they said. Long Island and the city, they got it really, they felt it really hardcore. A few states. It's just crazy, like, how far that you could feel that vibration.
Connecticut felt it, too.
Yeah. And then they were worried about a tsunami hitting the city in Long Island. My family's all in Long Island, so I was calling them. They were calling me. And I'm like, you guys, like, there's a tsunami warning right now. And they're like, what? They didn't even know. I knew before them. But then that got squashed, so thank God. But yeah, it's just crazy, like, worrying about the solar eclipse coming, and then we get hit with an earthquake, and, like, what's next, you know? What's next? Like, all these biblical signs are popping up, you know? There'll be, in the end of days, there'll be earthquakes, and there'll be an eclipse, and there'll be a blood, you know? It's all the crazy stuff you read online, but,
conspiracy theorists.
Yes. We made it through the earthquake, and then we had to prepare for the solar eclipse, which I didn't think it was going to be the end of the world. Like I said that, I did not think it was going to be the end of the world. I was kind of concerned that, just conspiracies that the government would kind of use it as a way to shut down the power grid or something like that. Something simple that we weren't going to die from, but it was going to be, like, aggravating and, you know, you had to kind of shut yourself in. But, and that's only because of all the schools were closing down. We talked about this on the one episode.
Yeah.
All the schools were closing down.
Which was odd to me.
It was very odd. We've had solar eclipses before and they didn't have to close down. I don't care what time of the day it was. I get that you didn't want, some people are saying they didn't want the liability of the kids looking up at the you know, the sky burning their eyes out or people being distracted driving. I get it. I do. But me and Shauna watched it and it was, I don't know. It was okay. It was cool to see for a minute, but like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, just the crazy. Whole, I mean, I don't get the whole traveling thing.
To see it, yeah.
To see it, I could have watched it on TV.
Yeah. I think it would have been cool in the spots where everything went pitch black.
Yeah.
Because there was some, where I forget what state, but it went like pitch black there. And that is cool to see it go from light to boom, it's gone. But for us, it was like, it was still light out, you know? It just felt like it was dusk, kind of, or getting later in the day.
But it was also later in the day.
It was, true.
So I didn't really feel a difference, but it did get colder.
Yes, you felt that temperature drop. Like, whoa. That was insane to me. But yeah, so our grid stayed. Oh, and the other reason I was worried was that the government put out this bulletin that said how to prepare for the solar eclipse. And it said, take cash out, fill up your gas tanks, in case there's an interruption in internet or electrical service. I'm like, why would they put that up there?
Yeah.
Right?
But they were also saying, have food and water for your pets.
Yes.
Have food and water for yourself, like a stash of food.
Yeah.
So that was concerning to me. Like, what do they know that we don't know that they're not telling us?
Exactly. So it wasn't being overly paranoid. It was just like, just having common sense, like, you know, if someone tells you that, even at your own job, if you go to work and the night before your boss says, hey, tomorrow, you know, make sure you wear your flame retardant blanket or something, you know, something like an emergency, you know, make sure you guys do this or that. You're going to be like, huh, why? That's weird. Why are you making me prepare? What are you having me prepare for? You know? So right. It's just common sense that you're supposed to recognize patterns and signs, you know, it's not that you're crazy. It's just, okay. So I was like, what are they going to do? Or what do they know that's going to happen? Is some terrorist attack going to happen in a time where they know all these Americans are outside looking up at the sky? Or, you know, you just got to be prepared. And I know that, like, Shauna's mom thought I was absolutely crazy because I said, I am not going anywhere. I'm staying home with my kids. I'll watch it, but I'm not going to be somewhere that I can't get home or get to my supply if I need it. You know what I mean? And Shauna's mom was like, okay, all right, you know. And is, you know, because Shauna was going to watch with me, is Shauna staying at your house tonight or something if you're not leaving? I was like, well, if shit goes down, Shauna's going to be staying with me.
She's got enough food.
Yeah, we're good.
We got enough canned beans.
Canned beans.
Tomato sauce.
She'd be good, you know? And but it was cool. Like, the kids watched it. My son was interested in it for like 5 minutes and then he's like, eh. I don't want to watch it anymore. You know, he didn't care.
But yeah, which I could see.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is it.
I know. Like, I know.
And then when it didn't even get dark. And I'm like, all right, well, that's like 20 minutes of my life I can't get back.
Yep. I know. If you didn't know there was an eclipse, like, I would have been just going on about my day. Like, yeah. Oh, it just got a little chillier. It's got a little bit darker. Yeah. But I guess we could say that we saw it. It only happens, what, every 20, 30 years. So the next one, I believe, is...
I think in like 6 or 7 years.
That's for a partial one, but a total eclipse, I think they said, is in another 20 or 30 years.
Oh, so we'll be like 80.
Old. Really old. Yeah.
We'll be like 80 or 90 at that point.
Yep. It was just weird to have the earthquake and the eclipse in the same weekend. But they say a lot of seismic activity happens and weather patterns and all that, they come with an eclipse. So it makes sense because the moon kind of controls a lot of things on our planet, like the ocean, the, you know, the tide. So I could see it having an effect. But yeah, crazy to feel an earthquake that big in New York.
Yeah. And they always say, from what my understanding, from what I read, was earthquakes are known before an eclipse.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. So yeah, I guess it wasn't that crazy to happen.
So how's your diet going?
It's actually going really well. I'm doing good. I've been eating much better, like I said last time. I'm trying to stay away from carbs, and I've been proud of myself because I have. I'm entering like a little bit in there because you definitely need carbs in your diet, so I am trying at least once a day to have, you know, toast with my eggs or I do have some pasta or rice here and there. You know, making better choices. I have not drank soda. That has been the greatest thing because I never thought that could happen. I go to restaurants and I'm ordering seltzers, so that's really good. And yeah, it's going good. I'm still walking. I'm drinking a lot of these. I'm making this detox water, which is really great. It's so refreshing. They say it helps you to, your metabolism helps to flush you out of all the toxins and helps you to lose weight, you know? And I made it yesterday, actually. And I used my Pelican. So we got the Pelicans we always talk about, those cups, that, you know, the...
Yeah, they're the like tumblers.
The Stanley cups, of the tumblers. But I love my Pelican. The one I have is like... It's not the one with the big handle. It has a handle on top and it has a straw lid, which I love. Like, I don't know why, but I need the pop-up straw. I don't like the straws that you have to stick in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the pop-up straw. So, anyway, I made my detox water yesterday, which is basically just lemon, ginger, cucumbers, and mint. And then you put water in it. You let it sit. And it's so good for you. Really good. Especially the ginger. The ginger helps with bloating and digestion. So
I've had it before.
Yeah, yeah. I made it for you. So I made that. And then I pour it into my Pelican. It keeps it cold all day. You know, I refill it throughout the day. But it keeps it cold. Like, I forgot to drink a lot of it the other day. And I opened it up. And it was still cold in my Pelican. I had filled that at what time? 8 in the morning. And it was... about 6 o'clock when I found it in my car. Like, oh shoot, I didn't drink this all day. I was at work. I opened it, took a sip, and it was still cold. So I was very impressed. And it was a really hot day yesterday when I left it in my car. So yeah. It stayed very cold.
That's why I like them, because they do keep your stuff cold.
They stay cold. And they say, I haven't tried hot liquids in it, but it also has, you can put hot liquids in it and it'll stay hot too most of the day. But what I love about them is all the amazing colors. And they just came out with these new colors, which me and Shauna have them. And it's like mermaid colors. And I love mermaids.
Yeah.
You saw that, right? How gorgeous it is.
They're like almost holographic, I feel like. Not like holographic, but...
What's that word? Iridescent, you know, like that metallic rainbow color.
Yeah. The collection is actually called Pelican's Shimmer Collection.
That makes sense.
They have a mermaid mug.
Yes, that's which is the one I have. One.
Yeah.
So I have the mermaid, and it's a mixture of teal, purple, blue, you know, that very mermaid color. I love it.
Yeah.
And then yours is the pink with pink, purple, and orangey colors in it. It's really pretty, too.
Yeah, I like it, too.
And what's really cool about it also is the lid is like a dual lid. So what that means is that you can spin it around, and it closes a little hole for your mouth. Or it opens it for the straw to go in. So you have a way to prevent it from spilling. I shot some footage of it. And you can see how pretty they are. And how cool that little lid is. That it does come in handy when you want to put it in the car. And you don't want it to splash everywhere. Because that's the worst. When you start... I hit a bump. And in my other cups, like, it would come out the hole where the straw was.
Yeah.
So this is a way to like kind of prevent that from happening. And keeping bugs out of your cups. Have you seen all those articles with... the Stanley cups and bugs crawling down the straws?
No.
Spiders? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
How disgusting is that? So people, because they have them everywhere and they have them outside and they have them with them everywhere they go, freaking spiders were crawling down the straw, the big straw.
Ew.
And then they would drink and what do you think happened? Spider down the throat or in the mouth.
Oh, that's gross.
So that's why you see all the little straw toppers people are buying?
Yeah.
That's why... they're buying, putting those on their cups now so no bugs and spiders go down there. How weird is that? Never in a million years would I think that would be an issue, but because people have these cups up their ass, you know, bound to be something crawling in them. But the Pelican, yeah, I love it. I love it. So you're able to close off that hole without having to buy any other products for your cup, you know?
Yeah. I forgot to ask you, how did your doctor's appointment go?
It was all right. Like, I'm never truly blown away. When I leave a doctor appointment, it's either like they're not understanding, they're just telling you the same thing over and over again, even though you're like, hey, I know my body, you know, this or that. So
yeah.
You know how it is. You've been there, done that a million times. Me too. So it was all right. You know, like she didn't see any issues with, I told her that I've been saying that I feel like I have some hormonal stuff going on. I feel like I have some brain stuff going on that I'm so forgetful, you know. And she's like, just you're overwhelmed. You're an overwhelmed mom. That's all it is. You're overwhelmed mom. So
did you tell her about the grapes?
No, I didn't tell her about the grapes.
Did you tell her about when you walked down to the basement?
Yeah, and she just said, you know, you are just overwhelmed. She goes, you have a lot going on in your life, right? I was like, yeah. I, you know, she was asking me about my job. She was asking me so many questions about my job, and I was just telling her, you know, work-related, and then running home and taking care of the kids and the husband and the house and all the things I have to do, which a lot of parents have to deal with, but my situation's a little more stressful at times, and she said that's what's causing it. I don't know. What you think I have ADD,
right? Oh, I definitely think you have ADD.
So I probably have ADD. So she didn't really have, she just said relax, try and not stress about, because what I do is I put too much on my plate at once. I stress myself out, and then I can't accomplish it, you know, or get it finished because I'm just overwhelmed. So she's like, just take things day by day, task by task. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. So that was her advice with that. And then hormonal, she's like, she doesn't think anything because she did my blood work. My blood work came back fine.
Yeah, so did mine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, this is where doctors lack common sense. It's like, your patient is having all these symptoms. I don't give a shit what the blood work says. Shauna, for instance, she kept coming to her doctors, multiple doctors. Hey, I have this, 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 and that. This, and that. And it's online. When I Google it, it's saying it's hormonal. It's saying it's thyroid. It's saying it's this. It's saying it's that. And all the doctors say, your blood work's fine. Your blood work's fine. Right? How many times did you hear that?
For years. Years. I kept saying, like, something is wrong.
Right?
Yes.
Well, turns out Shauna had a tumor. A benign tumor, right? On her thyroid?
Yes. It grew within 3 months.
Yeah.
So something was wrong.
Exactly. And they just kept brushing it off.
Yeah.
So this is where I say doctors lack common sense, because you cannot just go by blood work. And I don't care what kind of degree, how long you went to school for. Common sense should say something's not right. This patient is having all these symptoms. Something's not right. Let's dig deeper. And thankfully, someone dug deeper for Shauna.
Well, no, I had a regular scheduled MRI for my spine.
Oh, yes.
For my rod, and that's how they saw it.
Okay. So, there you go. If she never had an MRI, which a lot of us people, like, I don't have to get an MRI for anything, so
yeah.
God knows what I have, you know? But Shauna was lucky. She had an MRI for something totally unrelated, and
that's how they found it.
So, it's kind of like you have to trust your gut. You have to advocate for yourself with these doctors. Because they're just pushing you in and out the door.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to.
Because insurance, you get, one of the doctors told me, with insurance, you usually get like 15 minutes to be with per patient.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's down to 4 minutes with each patient. And some insurances are 2 minutes with each patient.
Wow.
So, you know, if you stay over with all your patients past 5 minutes, you know, you're not getting that bonus, that or bonus, whatever.
Yep. Well,
which sucks, you know, but how are doctors supposed to take care of their patients? They're not. And you like you said, you have to fight for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm still fighting to get answers.
I know.
Because I still think that there's something going on, even though part of the thyroid is out. They don't know what it is. And I think everybody should have a body scan.
I know. I think that insurance should cover a full MRI or something that's going to be able to see what's going on. Kind of nip it in the butt, you know, like they say, yeah. Before it gets to a bad point. Advocating for yourself, making sure you know the right test. For instance, my knee, I hurt my knee. I don't know what's wrong with my knee. It's been since January. I think it was from dancing when I fell and I was...
You fell?
I fell. And then I was just dancing really hardcore. I was doing like the merengue and all that. And
by yourself?
Yeah, by myself. Like, I don't know. Was I supposed to grab some guy? And my husband wasn't with me, so.
Oh, you were out somewhere.
Yeah, New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I was out by myself New Year's with my cousins. So I was having fun. I danced for hours. Like, I didn't get off the dance floor. And I haven't done that in years. So I think my knees were like, yo, slow it down, please. you're a little too old for this. And I fell because there was something slippery on the floor. It wasn't my fault. Not like I'm Joe Biden falling for no reason. Some drunk bitch spilled her drink and I fell. I wasn't drinking. But anyway, so my knee has been bothering me since then. And I told her, I told the doctor, I'm like, hey, it's not horrible pain, but it hasn't gone away. Something, you know, can I get it checked out? So she writes me, she goes, okay, I'm going to send you for an x-ray. And I'm thinking just based on me, like going with you to a lot of doctor appointments. And I'm like, ah, an x-ray, isn't that for bones? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's to see if you broke a bone.
Yeah. So I'm like, because I kept telling her, I'm like, it's not my bone. I feel like something, I know there's something under your kneecap that you can damage, but I don't know.
Like if cartilage or something.
Yeah, I think it's like some kind of sac. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, so I get this x-ray done and I'm telling my friend and he's like, I think you need an MRI. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you need an MRI for that. You know, from what you're telling me, I think you need an MRI. An x-ray is not going to show anything. And I get my results back and it's like, oh, we didn't see anything. So I'm like, you know, it's so annoying. So now I'm going to get charged for that. My insurance is going to get hit with that. I'm going to have to pay a fee too. And now I have to probably go for an MRI. I see the orthopedist next week. And he's probably going to send me for an MRI. And now, boom, boom, my insurance got hit.
You will probably have to ask him for the MRI.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Because when I went for my hips, they did x-rays and they found nothing.
Stupid. Again, they lack common sense. Or they're just trying to hit your insurance up for more money. Like, because wouldn't she know, based on we said it's not a bone, why would she send me for an x-ray? You know, like, it just makes no freaking sense. I don't know.
I think she wanted you to come back.
But she said, let's make an appointment with the orthopedist next week, which we did. I mean, not next week, but it's next week now. Which I made the appointment. And she's like, and I'm going to send you down for an x-ray so he has that for your appointment. But now what? I'm going to go there. He's not going to have anything to look at but my bone. And then he's going to say, let's send you for an MRI because it's still bothering me.
I think you're going to have to ask for it. He's going to say, just like my hip doctor said, they apparently did x-rays in September, which I don't even remember. And, you know, I'm like, I wasn't really in that much pain back in September. Like, I'm in severe pain now, like, at night. So bad. Like, I could cry. Some days I do cry.
Yeah.
Like, they just hurt so badly. And she's like, well, there's no reason to do an x-ray because you had it done within a year. So it's not going to show anything different. And I'm like, but this is like 6 months later. Well, more than 6 months later, 8 months. So maybe there is something wrong. You know, maybe something shifted or whatever. But maybe the arthritis got worse.
Anything can happen in 6 months.
Exactly.
Anything can happen in 3 months. You know, it's, and that again, lacking common sense on doctors' parts, that they think, oh, everything's fine. You know?
Yeah. Instead of taking the time to look into it and maybe, get an MRI, order an MRI.
Yeah. I always think of my aunt who died. She had pancreatic cancer. Well, before she had pancreatic cancer, she had breast cancer. And then she was cancer free for years. But they make you go for the cancer screening. I forget what it's called.
Yeah. It's a PET scan.
Yeah. PET scan every 6 months.
Yep. Right.
So she was going every 6 months for PET scans for years. Because she had such bad breast cancer. Every year, you know, twice a year, whatever. And then right before she died, she went for her PET scan. Everything was clear. No cancer. She's still good. Then she started feeling sick a month later. Stomach pain, stomach pain, stomach pain. 2 months after her PET scan, or 3 months, I think it was, she was having all these issues. She went in. At 4 months, she went in to tell the doctor. And they took a PET scan, and she had pancreatic cancer, full blown, like stage 4.
You're lucky that they did the scan.
Yeah, they did it for her earlier, or whatever they did. But the point is, so much changed in a matter of 2 months.
Yeah.
She went from cancer free to boom, she had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and she died within a few months after that, unfortunately, you know. So doctors, again, they're stupid. Like, things can change really fast.
Yeah,
but
things can change overnight.
Our medical system, it sucks. It really does. But that's why you have to advocate for yourself, push for tests, fight the insurance companies, fight the doctors, and listen to your gut, because your gut knows better than these doctors in many, many cases.
And yeah,
they're not, It's not that they want to hurt you, the doctors, but they're not going to do what's best for you a lot of times, because it's kind of what's easier, what's textbook, what's, you know, they're not going to look past that.
Yeah, it's almost like they don't have the education.
I call it common sense. They have education. It's just that they're robots and they're not thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, is like they're in their little box. Nope. You know? And it's sad, because then we suffer. People die. People get sicker. Things happen. You know, it happened to me, happened to you, where now we live with things that the doctors made mistakes on, and now we suffer long term because of those mistakes. That were things common sense would have showed them. Oh, let's look into this, or let's do this, or let's send her for this test. She's complaining of this, this, and this. But no.
Do you think with your situation, if your doctor wrote you a script for a colonoscopy or whatever, do you think your intestines would have ruptured?
No, because I got all the proper testing and all that. It's more of I think that if my doctor listened to the surgeon, when the surgeon said she needs surgery right now, and if my doctor listened and didn't have like an ego, he was very egotistical, and God forbid, you know, you said he didn't know what to do. If he didn't have that, he would have listened and said, oh, why do you feel that way? Should we? I think that, yeah, my intestine wouldn't have ruptured, because that surgeon called it. He said, if you do not do this surgery to repair that little hole, it's going to rupture and she's going to die. And my doctor said, no. And he told me that doctor's crazy, but that doctor was right. So yeah, it comes down to also not being egotistical assholes and listening to your peers and trying to understand why, you know, why does that other doctor say this, or why is the patient telling me this or that? Not just thinking you're a god and know everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, that doctor also diagnosed my father wrong.
Yeah, that he's an asshole.
With cancer.
I don't know how he's still practicing. I see so many reviews on him, the same things. Like, he missed my father's cancer. He missed this. He screwed up that. And he's still, some people still love him. I'm like, I get why you like him, because I liked him.
Is he nice?
He was nice. He was laid back. He was nice. But you don't want a laid back doctor. You want an aggressive doctor. You want a doctor that's going to get to the bottom of it, not just blow everything off, you know?
Yeah.
And me, I was young. I was like in my 20s. So I liked the laid back doctor. I didn't want a doctor being like, you need to do this, this, and that, you know? I liked the doctor that was telling me, all right, yeah. Here's some prednisone, or you're good. Chill. Oh, yeah, you don't have to do that. So I was like, all right, this is cool. You know, I can live my life. No, it wasn't good. So
I wonder if that doctor knows what exactly happened to you and that it ruptured. And
I'm thinking he should. He's in the same office with the doctor I see now, or who helped me. And if he didn't, I posted it online like multiple times and like in reviews on him. So I'm sure he's seen it. And the funniest thing was, like, after I posted reviews, I hadn't gone to him now at this point in like 5 years. And I was on my way to the Cayman Islands, and we were coming home from the Cayman Islands. So we're in the Cayman airport and we're sitting there, and like the planes were kind of delayed that day. So everyone's just sitting, you know, in the airport. And I look over and I see my doctor, that doctor sitting in the Cayman Island airport, and he's looking at me. I'm looking at him, and he looked so uncomfortable. So I knew at that point he knew. Because he would have been like, oh my God, hi, Lauren, you know?
Yeah.
But he looked so uncomfortable, kept looking down, looking up. And I'm like, of all the fucking doctors to be in the Cayman Islands right now in an airport across from, in the seat across from me, is the doctor who almost killed me.
Yeah. So, see, I would have been like, hey, look.
Yeah. And he was on the plane with us too.
Oh gosh.
So we were on the same plane going back to JFK. Yeah, he got off that plane so fast because he was a few seats ahead of me, and he was like, he was gone. Because I was like debating, Mike's like, let's go up to him and say something. I was like, ugh, you know, I'm on such a high from my vacation, I don't even want to let him ruin it. You know,
I wouldn't have let him ruin it. I would have been like, hey, just so you know, I almost died.
Yep.
And this is the result.
Yeah. So, whatever. But again, advocate for yourself and don't always trust what the doctors say.
Exactly. And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me at The Real Shauna May.
And check me out at Bella_Lala125.
We will see you next week.